Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. Well, we have a special guest in the studio with us right now, Karina Kells. It will be participating in the Big Stone Lake Regional Art Crawl Saturday, June 9th from 9 to 5 p.m. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. Karina is a photographer, and a special word about being a photographer. What did you call?
Well, I do conceptual photography.
Conceptual,
yep.
Okay.
Yep, and that's what I'll be showing at the smallest art gallery during the crawl. I also do, you know, family photography and other things like that, yep. But one of my passions is the conceptual photography.
That's right. I believe 24 artists are going to be participating in the Big Stone Regional Art Crawl on the 9th, and Karina is one of them.
Yes.
Are you excited about that?
I'm really excited.
Right. Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself for first, Karina?
Okay.
You live around here?
Yep. Okay. I live just outside of Dawson and outside of Madison, too. Yep. So I live on a farmhouse, and that's where I have my studio, and I do a lot of my photographs. Mm-hmm. I do them for clients and also for my conceptual photography out at my farm. I have a studio out there, and my office is out there, too.
Oh, wow.
I went to school in Wilmer for photography and got my degree there.
And you just made it into a hobby or into a business too, or made your hobby into a business that way.
Yeah, huh? Photography and art, because I do art as well, okay. Has been a passion of mine since I was like probably eight. I started putting my stuff in the fair.
Oh, fair
at Lacaparle, yep. And I got, you know, I thought I was pretty awesome getting first places and stuff.
Yeah, that's when you get a first place at the Lacaparle County Fair, you're doing good.
Yeah.
All right, I should mention first that we interviewed Karina's mother, Kathy Marihart, who runs the smallest gallery.
Yep.
In Ortonville, and she's going to be having her stuff there too, right?
Yeah, she's going to have both of our stuff there. I think it's been about a year since she's been open there, and she's got a lot of classes there, and it's a really nice gallery.
I think that's the coolest name for a gallery, the smallest art gallery. And it's a small art gallery.
Yeah, it is.
You walk in, it's small. But that's a perfect place for it,
isn't it?
It
is, yeah. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about how you got started in photography, Karina.
Well, it's been a hobby of mine. I always loved taking pictures with my friends. I always loved taking pictures of nature when I was younger, and it just kind of grew and grew. When I was 20, I was in a car accident, and so after that, I can't really hold a full-time job. Mm-hmm. I was going to school for early childhood at the time,
okay.
And that was kind of something that kind of fell apart for me. And as time went on, I thought, okay, well, I'm going to be my own boss. Because beforehand I always thought, well, in art and stuff, you're not going to make enough money.
Right.
And so the car accident kind of pushed me, like, hey, you can do this. And so, I mean, that's like the one great thing out of the car accident is a big life lesson that, you know, to follow your dreams and stuff like that for myself. And then
life is short, right?
Yeah, exactly. Life is short. Yeah. So I decided I was going to do photography. I hadn't really thought of the conceptual photography yet. I just knew that I wanted to be a photographer. When I think I was 23, my significant other committed suicide.
Oh.
And that's when, and I've also had mental health problems and addiction problems and stuff like that too. And so that's what really pushed me to do the conceptual photography. I had seen something on Pinterest or Facebook or something, and it was a person who was doing photographs about their own mental health struggles, and I fell in love with it.
Mm.
And so I started tinkering with all this stuff and going to school at the same time, and just kind of moved on from there, I guess, with it. I felt like mental health and addiction issues are so, like, under the cover, like, you know, people don't, it's not in your face.
Right.
And even when you talk about it, it's still not quite in your face. And so I decided with the photographs, I can put it in people's faces.
Yep. You did show me some of your photographs. It's actually the first time I've seen them. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going, wow, that's amazing with the work you do there. What is conceptual photography first?
Well, it's storytelling would be like the actual definition of it. And so it's used in photography to basically, in the photograph, it tells a story. You know, you don't have to be told, this is what the photograph is about. You can see it, yep, kind of, and interpret it yourself also as well. Yeah. So, yeah.
So you're kind of the subject matter of your photos mainly then, huh?
Mainly, okay. Yep. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. So you do a good job. Like I mentioned, I saw your photographs. I go, wow, that's amazing.
Thank you very much.
Great job.
Thank you.
Yeah. What cameras do you use, or...
Yeah, so I'll start with, I use a Nikon D610, which would be like the prosumer camera, all manual. How I think about things takes months,
okay,
really.
I mean, I saw some of your photographs, and I was, boy, that's very creative. Mm-hmm. So how do you get that creative? What, it just comes to you, or?
Yeah, an idea will come to me, and then, so usually I've got, you know, between 2 and 5 photographs in a series. So I usually do series. So, you know, the first one tells part of the story, second tells another part, so on. And so I come up with an idea, a broad idea, and then I start kind of writing things down like, okay, how can I tell the beginning of that story in the first photograph? And, or how can I even portray this in a photograph? Because sometimes I have ideas and I'm like, how the heck do I portray this at all? It's just, you know, so it takes a lot of time. And then on top of that, then you have to find props.
No.
And you have to figure out, okay, well, you know, like I've got one series that has this door in it, and it's and then it's got me, and then behind the door has somebody in a long black cloak, and you can kind of see him through the window. And I wanted to portray this like kind of what's behind the person. But then I'm thinking, well, how do I do this, and where do I, you know, how does this work, and how are people gonna see it the easiest, I guess, if that makes sense. So then it's okay, so then I had to find a black cloak, and then I had to find a cloak for myself and stuff. Yep.
It's a lot of work to this then.
Yep. So, yeah, you come up with idea, and then you have to figure out what props you use. You have to figure out, okay, where to find the props even, too. Sometimes it takes a long time.
Yeah, to pull everything together. It's just not going out and snapping a picture.
Yeah, exactly. It'll take months. And sometimes I'll even go to the antique store and I find a prop and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have this idea. And I didn't even think about it before. Awesome. You know?
Good. Yeah. Now, you said you had mental health issues and addiction problems. Through your photography, has this helped you heal in a way? Is it a healing process?
Yep, it's a big healing process for me. I absolutely love doing it. There are times where the photographs don't even have anything to do with other people that I'm trying to portray, because there are some things that I try to portray for other groups of other mental health issues or other things that I haven't necessarily gone through. Right. But there's things where I have gone through something, and so it's more for myself to do. And so it helps me work through it.
Okay.
And I think about, okay, well, how do I portray this emotion for myself? And I mean, I believe that they help other people, but my initial idea is like, this is going to help myself. So I go to therapy and things like that. And my therapist and I talk about that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's just one extra way to really get your emotions out there.
Awesome.
And sometimes it's hard to do the series and then edit and see... Like, it's always been hard for me to explain this, but like, see the pain in your face. You have to like look at yourself with that pain.
Right.
And so even the editing process is therapeutic for me, but sometimes it can be kind of hard. And so sometimes the editing process can take a while because I have to brace myself for each next step.
Okay. Good. Do you have any favorite photos that you've done in the past? Does any stick out in your mind? Favorite is the right word.
I think my favorite series would probably be.
Now, when you say series, what are you talking about? More than one picture?
Yep, more than one picture. I really enjoy, there's two that are, well, I have quite a few favorites, but
tough question.
Yeah, okay. I really enjoy the series where it has the door, the one that I was talking about earlier. And then I also really enjoy the one, this is not a series, but the one where my head is cut off and I'm in field covered in snow.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I saw that one. That was a attention getter.
Yeah. Yep. That one was a really
good.
Yeah, it was a really.
So what
hard
did that portray
then?
What was the story on that?
Though? The story on that was for sexual abuse and domestic abuse, and also mental health issues. So it's kind of like. My interpretation is a lot of times when you're going through things like that, you feel like your head's cut off. Like you feel like you're not a part of your body anymore.
Okay.
You feel, I don't know, kind of crazy.
Right.
You don't know what to, and crazy is probably not the right word, but you don't know what thoughts are right and how to even move forward, different things like that. So, and that was kind of, I've also got, chains on my wrist is kind of like, chained to the problem in a way. And then in the snow covered field is the isolation and kind of just feeling cold
by yourself.
Yep. By yourself. Yep. That was a very hard, I was very cold.
Yeah.
It was really cold out that day.
Well, when I saw that picture, I kind of figured that kind of what the story was about. So,
yep.
All right, Karina, we're talking with Karina Kells, a conceptual photographer. Is that right term?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And Karina is going to be, you want to be here for this. You want to go up to the smallest art gallery in Ortonville on Saturday, June 9th. Karina is displaying or, is that the right word?
Yeah.
Display?
Yep.
Okay. You'll have your photographer, your photos there?
Yep. I'll have... most of it's going to be my conceptual photos, and then I will also have some examples of, like, the photographs I've done for families and things like that, so people also know that the conceptual photography isn't just what I do, but the main thing, I'll be showing my conceptual photography, so.
I can tell just by visiting with you, you have a passion for what you do.
Yep, I love it.
And you do, Well... and your mom's going to be part of the gallery, too.
Yep. Okay. Yep. She's going to be showing as well. So it'll be mother-daughter bonding. We bond a lot with our artwork.
Yeah, I'm sure. And your mom does a great job with her art, too.
Yeah, she does.
So come on out to the smallest art gallery. Where is it located in Ortonville?
It's in Ortonville on Main Street. Right, it's 118 2nd Street Northwest.
Yep. That's right on Main Street.
Yep.
Yep. So easy to find, but it is a small building.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the Big Stone Lake Regional Art Crawl Saturday, June 9th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Over 24 artists will be involved there. It's an all-day thing.
Mm-hmm. So, yep, it's an all-day thing, and we're all really excited about it. There's going to be some pretty amazing artists there, and this is the first year. Mm-hmm. So hopefully there will be a lot of people so we can, you know, continue.
All right, Karina. Thank you for coming in the studio and sharing your story with
thank
us.
You very much.
I know that was you shared some intimate stuff about yourself. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that, and thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
And looking forward to that on June 9th. So.
Yep. If it'll help anybody else, I'm happy to be a part of it.
Yep.
So.
And if you have any questions for Karina, you can give her a call or.
Yep. Okay. You can give me a call at 320-321-3340 or email me at Karina, CORINAKELLS, photography@gmail.com.
Okay. Do you have a Facebook page?
I do.
Okay.
I have two Facebook pages. I separate my regular photography and my conceptual photography.
Okay.
So my conceptual photography Facebook page is just Karina Kells Conceptual Photography. And then my regular family photographs and seniors is Karina Kells Art and Photography LLC.
All right. Thanks, Karina, for coming in.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Don't miss that. The Big Stone Lake Regional Art Crawl Saturday, June 9th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come on out to the smallest art gallery in Ortonville right on Main Street and visit with Karina.
Thank you. Yep.
All right. Karina Kells, conceptual photographer.